Chronicle Books presents Moving Through Cancer, written by Dr. Catherine Schmitz, read by Jennifer Aquino, with a selection read by Dr. Catherine Schmitz. Part 1. How Exercise Helps. Chapter 1. It starts with a phone call.
It often starts with a phone call, a biopsy, and weeks of waiting. Then the dreaded news. You have cancer. What follows is a flurry of appointments and a plan for treatment. Time and again you are told to rest, not to push yourself, because cancer treatment is tough enough as it is. Some patients recover from surgery only to begin chemotherapy. Other patients endure endless months of chemotherapy without surgery. Is it possible to feel this tired? You then continue treatment, possibly with radiation or maintenance therapy. When it's all over, you ring that bell at the end of treatment feeling victorious. And yet, you also feel like you've aged a decade over the past few months. A year later, you're still dealing with fatigue, neuropathy, and lymphedema. Does it have to be this way? The answer is clear. No. You can do it. As a leading clinical exercise oncology researcher for the past two decades, I had helped thousands of people with cancer in my research studies, but I did not really understand the process of living through a cancer diagnosis and treatment until my then-girlfriend and now wife, Sarah, was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer 4 years ago. It changed me forever, and it changed the way that I have approached every patient since. When you have that conversation that changes your life forever, a dark cloud comes over you. For perhaps the first time in your life, you realize, I am mortal. Or, in my case, my girlfriend is mortal. For others, it's a spouse, a parent, or a close friend. You recognize that this disease can kill, that you're not going to live forever. For Sarah and me, this happened on an October morning in 2016, when we found out that she had stage 3 squamous cell carcinoma in her nose. A week later, we attended an appointment with surgical.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?